Okay, so we've been talking about frequency distributions. So now let's start at the very beginning and see what they really are, and how do you start, how do you construct them, and does it make any difference what your measurement scale is, et cetera, et cetera. So the first thing we'll do is just talk about a frequency distribution in tabular form rather than pictures, because we tend to make the table first and then draw the picture.